Hello, I just want to share this wonderful video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order, as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
Jesus answering saith unto him, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
in every generation, God sets apart certain men to break old barriers, fulfill ancient prophecies, champion new ideals, forage into new frontiers, and herald new horizons. There was a man sent from God. His name is Archbishop Benson Idahosa. Sarah laughed in unbelief at what the angel said. Zechariah doubted the angels also. So did Thomas doubt that Jesus had risen from the dead. Signs, wonders, and miracles. What really are they?
Miracle is the divine intervention of God in man.
For Archbishop Idahosa, God says what he means and means what he says.
You believe that God can heal headache? How many of you believe that? Very easy. You believe that God can stop coughing? You believe that? Very easy. You believe that God can heal fever? Very easy. Most of the things you believe are not visible. Those things you believe are minor. A doctor like this can tell you it's a serious one. I've seen people killed by fever. I've seen someone die of headache. I've seen someone die of belly trouble. Every sickness, once it's called sick, it kills. It is in our hands that they are categorized into stages, standards, and strength.
Idahosa believes that the proof of God's calling is the anointing which gives rise to signs, wonders, and miracles.
Let me put it this way. How do you know a man is anointed?
Okay.
His face, his look, his action. When a man is vibrating in anger, you can tell. When you change it from the opposite side, the negative side, to the positive side, you can tell when the mind is under the flame of the fire of the Holy Ghost. And so within your being, you can feel either a divine heat or an awesome awareness of the presence of God. It dislocates you from the human terrain to place you to a new area of ground altogether. And you can say, this is the presence of the Lord and this is God's doing. Very easy. If you also see a man laughing, I hope you can tell.
Oh, sure.
But how do you know a man is laughing? The countenance of his face, the vocal organ of his throat, the way he reacts. Wah, 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 wah. Same thing. Anybody who is under inspiration through divine direction can also react in that form.
And in 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 10. We are told. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, if I be a man of God, if I be a man of God, let come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consume him and his 50.
Get up and shout hallelujah if you believe in the Bible.
I say if you believe in the Bible, stand to your feet and shout hallelujah. If you believe that this is the word of God, shout hallelujah. Pastor Him, there's time to accept the insult. There is time. When you don't know God, people say, your God is dead. If you don't know God, people can make jest of your God. Elijah said, not me. He said, God, if you are still there, and if I'm your man,
from heaven. Consume the enemy of the gospel. Everybody shout hallelujah. He didn't say, if I sing in the choir. He didn't say, if I play the trumpet. He didn't say, if I'm a preacher. He didn't say, if I pay tithe. He didn't say, if I go to Tulsa. He didn't say, if I go to Dallas. He didn't say, if I'm a Sunday school teacher. He didn't say, if I speak in tongues. He didn't say, if I'm a good storyteller. He said, if I be a man of God. If I be a man of God. If I be a woman of God. If God is still alive, send down fire from heaven. You are my God. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Leha here. Somebody help. Maya Labama. Mokolomo. Bria Lalaba. This is your night of deliverance. In Jesus' name of Nazareth, you foul spirit, leave her. Take your hand away. The blood of the Lamb of God set you free, loose you from the chain of the enemy, and turn you from the path of the enemy to the path of God. Get up quickly. Stand. Tell the whole crowd what God has done for you.
You are right now.
Give God a hand for her.
Midway through his message, he stopped by the leading of the Holy Spirit. He commanded that two helplessly sick invalids, wrapped in blankets, be carried to the front of the platform. This move caused a stir in the tent. What faith it was! Many thousands began to move forward. All the men of God on the platform stood up. There was tension and expectation everywhere. Archbishop Ederhoser took time to minister to the sick who were carried forward. He spoke the words of life to them. Their faith was stirred for the healing miracle. Then, suddenly, something happened. The power of God came upon the sick.
What baffles most cynics is the daring courage with which Ederhoser proclaims God's word. It is evident that he's propelled by God's unseen forces.
When you are in the arena of faith manifesting and you are in what we call under divine inspiration, it can show you what is in this person, what is in this person, what is in this person. Just as doctor can diagnose a sickness out of a man, that's how Spirit of God can reveal to you what is wrong in a person. And then whatever is wrong that is divinely inspired and told you by God can easily be known. And then when you say it, it's exactly what you said, it's exactly what God revealed to you, and the action is taken with the result evidence. If you, I was an apprentice, yes, I'd be afraid. It's like a pilot. A pilot does not look at the weather, he looks at the radar. A spiritual man doesn't look at you conditionally. He looks at what the Holy Spirit says, which is the most unusual event I've seen in our life. It was a crusade that took place, one of them in Guatemala, one of them in Colombia, and one of them in Venezuela. The one of Colombia is such an outstanding thing that 34 people got up from a wheelchair one day. they still were fooled for witches and torches. But the one I'm trying to bring to mind now is the one that a demon-possessed person was shown to me by God, that that person had been loosed from his physical handicap or madness. And I said, Lord, I don't know this person. They tied him down. You say it's free. I said, yes. In 1 minute, I will cause my glory to be upon his face so you can see what I've done. So I said, okay, you mental, demented person, you have been loose in the last 1 hour. Stand up and be clean. That whole crowd yelled because everybody knew him. Somebody rose up, you can see the glow of the glory of God upon his face. That man you saw in the film, but when the Lord said, turn your attention to that man, his broken neck had been healed. I called him as I said, come this way, brother. He came and I said, the Lord said, he has healed. Shake your neck, take the band away. If I was learning, it'd be a different thing. Like a pilot, you say, this rain that is falling now, are you going to put your head inside? The pilot is not using his head. He's using his training, he's using his skill. And he's not looking at the rain, he's looking at the radar. If the radar says the weather is clear. I've seen it flying around the world separately. That many times you can fly above the cloud and fly above the rain, then you'll be on top of the rain. How does it happen? It's God's divine hand that has made the rain come below, then the aircraft fly above. Same thing when you are in the spiritual realm, there are many things that God shows you that the natural eye cannot see. If you say it as God says, God gets glory out of it. When God is grooming you, he takes you through the tutelage of mistakes and errors. But he ensures that when it's going to be a time of glorifying his name, he doesn't allow his glory to be given to the enemy by any defeat. So he tells you what not to say and tells you what to say. For example, if a lame man had been healed by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit said, tell him to rise and walk. He tells you to rise and walk. And you tell him to rise and walk. If you are not yet a master of your training, you say, supposing I tell him now he didn't get up. That fear within that instant will make the lame man remain forever lame. But when the urge is there, the spiritual spontaneous beating by the Holy Spirit, say it now, the blind eye is open. I have seen that happen countless thousands of times. When you respond to the urge, the spur of the action of that moment, the stuff comes. So your learning process is, don't say so, that is the flesh. Say it now, that is the spirit. It is that time you are doubting or believing, when the two operate at the same time, you are still an apprentice. Once you are a prophet that God has endowed with wisdom and endued with power, he tells you what to utter instantaneously, simultaneously, the answer comes automatically.
From Harare in Africa's Zimbabwe to Latin America's Colombia, from Fiji Islands to Ibadan in Nigeria, from Lagos to Mexico, Archbishop Itahusu's message gives credence to God's word.
In Matthew 28, he says, all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me. Go ye therefore. Take this power to your generation, therefore. Look at verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Yes. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. That's why we brought you here, to give you a new hand to take home. How many of you would like to take new hand home? What will God have us do? We need to win our world. Jesus didn't say, go ye and sit down in your church and defend your denomination. No. Defend your doctrine. No. Get out of your doctrine and dogmatism. How many people can be saved by your denomination and your dogmatism? But take the gospel. Cleanse the lepers. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. As I said yesterday, quietly, I chipped it in. Jesus took the bread. He had the ministry of distribution. What did God call you to do? If it's to pray for the sick, take the power, pray for the sick. If it's to bless the poor, pray for the poor. If it's to raise the dead, raise the dead. Whatever you are in Christian family, there's power available for you or your generation. Peter was not as educated as many of you here. Matthew was not as educated as many of you here. They left legacy behind. And I want to say to you, don't only preach the message of prosperity, preach posterity. Let your generation remember you lived. From Africa, from America, from Europe, from Pacific, from Latin America, from United States, let us take the power of the gospel. From the Caribbean, Dr. Adesanya, take the gospel back. Challenge the people. The world is waiting for us. They are sick and needy. This is what God needs us to do. Not only to affect the poor and the needy, affect those who have power in society. The gospel of the kingdom is for everybody. Jesus was not only a friend to the poor and the sick, he was a friend to Joseph of Arimathea. Nicodemus of the Anglican Church was his friend. Zacchaeus, the richest man in the town, was his friend. And I'm glad to tell you today, there's power for you, for your generation. If you are not a plus to your generation, it will be better you were not born. If you become a minus, if God can find one man in every nation, male or female, I began to think, look at what God did from the time of Abraham. He served his generation. The time of Abel sacrificed for me. Abel died 6,000 years ago. Today, Abel's name is still remembered. His blood was shed and he cried from the ground. And God said, the offering got to me. Abel served his generation. I began to think of several names, like Moses, who was born and thrown to the river. And the day Moses was thrown to the river was the day that God said to the princess of the man who wanted to kill him, go and have your bath in the river. Moses, that was being sorted for by the king and could not be found, lived in the king's house for 40 years. And the king paid his mother and father to take care of him. Child of destiny for his generation. Think of Moses and Joshua. Think of Joshua, what he did. Moses did all he knew to do to take the children of Israel out of the land of bondage. He took them out. Joshua took them in for their generation. I think of a man like Ezekiel, whom God told, in your time, dry bones will live again. In your time. We may not all have the same ministry, but we can have a ministry.
Yes.
If you have the ministry of having a school, the ministry of establishing churches, the ministry of praying for the sick, the ministry of helping the preachers like Dorcas. In every generation, in every nation, Mordecai said to Esther, if you refuse to help us, God will find another way. But this is your generation and your nation is in trouble. What are you going to do? Esther rose up and said, in my time, my people will not perish. What did she say? If I perish, not my people, I perish for my people to be alive. In every generation. I began to list people like Elijah, the prophet of fire. Elisha, the prophet that met God, who first rained to fall. For their generation, it proved that God is not dead. Paul the apostle, John the Baptist, the introducer, who said, I'm a voice to my generation.
cometh after me is greater than I am. But the little that I am. And Jesus said, even though John was a humble Baptist preacher, of all men born of women, none is like John. He served his generation. He didn't build cathedral. He didn't build schools. He introduced Jesus. He served his generation. The power of God for your generation is more than hopping here and hopping there and falling on the ground. When Bishop Reed said 32 years ago, I laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. I so laugh. I say, oh God, those who are introducing laughing now must be sucking at that time. When he started laughing, I didn't know you were the one who introduced laughing ministry. But think of a man like Isaac. Think of a man like David who killed Goliath. When the nation was faced with shame to that giant, and David was brought from forest to take the reproach out of the children of God's head, he served his generation. I began to list out people like Elizabeth, who encouraged Mary. Even though you are laughed that you are pregnant without a husband, I was a victim of barrenness, but a child in my womb have lifted, and great joy has come to my house because of your visitation. Elizabeth served his generation. The four Marys served their generation. Then look at all the great men of the New Testament. Stephen served his generation. All that are written in the Bible who met the need of their generation. And as the days of those ones expired, from 1947 to date, people like T.L. Osborne, people like Oral Roberts, people like Billy Graham, people like Yonggi Cho, who are still alive, have served their generation. I was reading T.L. Osborne's book this afternoon. 6 weeks last year in Russia. Over 70 years old, still serving his generation. I think of Bishop El Park. 60 years and more preaching, both in his time of noviceness and time of knowledge, serving God for over 60 years. Oh, as I began to name them, I said, Lord, look at that Bishop Idahosa. A man sent to his own generation. What would have you done if 50 men came to your house in Orlando and you know they came to kill you? You know what some of you would have done? Pastor Benny! When was the last time you reacted to the attack of the enemy? When was the last time you rebelled against fever? When was the last time you said, headache, if I be a man of God, leave me. Poverty, if I be a man of God, out, and prosperity in. That's what I'm here for tonight, to get the men and women of God who want to do miracle in the name of God. Jesus has not changed. The power of God has not changed. Salvation has not changed. The blood of Jesus, God's own Son, is still available for miracles. Shout hallelujah. I went to my pastor. I said, Pastor,
Did you say Jesus said, I can cast out devils? He said yes. Everybody say yes.
Yes.
Can I heal the sick?
Yes.
Can I cleanse the lepers?
Yes.
Can I raise the dead?
Yes.
Yes. Oh my God. Everybody shout hallelujah. Church, cast out devil. Church, heal the sick. Church, cleanse the lepers. Church, raise the dead. I said, Pastor, that's good for me. I said, have you done it? He said, no. I said, can I do it? He said, what?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Can I do it?
Yes.
Can you do it?
Yes.
Do you want to do it?
Yes.
Everyone say yes. I can say, I was young, but now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. No, he sits begging for blood. How many can say amen to that? Every trouble that God will give to you at 75 years old, may he give it to you when you are 25. Because the time of old age is a time of relaxation. People ask me in Nigeria every time, how are you able to handle criticism? I say, because I died. A dead man doesn't reply. Many of you are replying because you are not dead yet. Paul said, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Somebody say, hallelujah. He taught me another time. I lost my strength, but he brought his hand again. Then there came, give me the microphone, let him read it with American English. Verse 18.
Then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me.
What did God do when he meets you on the floor? I say, what do God do when he meets you on the ground? You mean he doesn't press you and say, are you still living? What does he do? I say, what does God do? Then what does he say to you? Get up and do what? One more time, get up! And... child of God, get up. When the whole world turned against God, when the whole world live in utter confusion and know not what to do, the Holy Spirit told me, tell your hearers, if the world break down, the saints should break forth for joy. Because the condition of earth is going to grow worse for the worldly. Only those in Christ will be happier every day because they are going to learn more to anchor on God and say, God, I used to make this job my God. I have found out that my employer is in trouble. If my employer is in trouble, I am in trouble too. Therefore, if my employer is complaining, I'm supposed to complain. But now that I have God, I learn to lean on God, and God become my source.
So God gave me a message. I do not want to jump up and down to preach it tonight. I don't want to roll on the floor. But just in case you are one of those who came here for healing, while I preach tonight, take your healing there. I saw Dr. Reed ask you, how many of you are here for miracles? I saw many hands. I also saw him ask, how many of you want joy tonight? And I want to ask that question. How many of you want joy? Keep your hand up if you want joy. How many of you want victory? My God. Thank God for you. Only me. I don't want victory tonight. I don't want joy. Ask me why. I didn't hear you.
Why?
I have too much. You don't look for what you have. You don't go out searching for joy when the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. You don't go looking for healing when you are well. You do not go about asking for victory when you are already more than conqueror. I have to teach our choir a song to sing. We used to sing in the choir with tears in our eyes. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirst of my soul. We will sing it and cry and cry. And one day the Lord asked me, do you need a glass of water? I have given you a ministry to go around the world. How many people can you bath with this one? If I fill it up for you. And he said, turn to your Bible to John chapter 7. Don't read it. And I said, yes, Lord. And when I got there, I saw where the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And God said, how do you have river? And I apply for a cup. Did you hear what I'm saying? How can you be carrying millions of gallons of water and drums and carrying rivers within you and coming to the church in tears to beg me to fill your cup? And he said, draw out of what you have. You can bless your generation. Then I thanked him for showing me that. And that night when the prayer really went serious, I began to sing. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. How many of you have sang that song before? You love it? Say yes. I know, I'm going to catch you. And the Lord said, son, you have little light? I said, yes. He said, I thought you are the light of the world. How can you be light of the world and be a little light? So I remove, fill my cup, I remove this little light of mine. Then one song I love most, tell the whole world and give me Jesus. Tell the whole world and give me Jesus. And he said, the only property you have, you are telling the world to come and take from you. The world already have the world with them. And the only thing you have as my servant is me. So asking the world to give me to you when I sent you to go and give me to them.
One thing critics hold against Pentecostals in general is the commercialization of the ministry.
Brethren, let me say this to you from my background of salvation. Anything that everybody doubts that you are doing is not correct. Do you hear me? If the way I'm praying, he comes to me in love or even in hatred, every day I will hear is a shall leave my attitude on TV, whether by narrow parable. I hope you are hearing what I'm saying. If you say there are men that used to be president of our organization, today they are no more preachers of the true gospel, I will close my Bible. If everybody say you are doing the wrong thing, you should not say you are doing the right thing. Because everybody is more than you. But I'm glad to say, we can never take darkness to be light, no matter how blind we are. If this man were to say, as you so used to be, the mighty man of God, but for the last 3 years, since he started selling petrol for answer prayer, he's no more doing the right thing, I will send for him to lay hand on me and set me free. I'm telling you, if I begin to say, Mrs. Eno, I saw you were there before, the face is facing on each other, and the back is facing on the king's way, so that you can give me 100 naira, I will drop my Bible. Anything you are seeing that everybody is afraid of to tell you the truth, is this from it? We need pastors that the prophet can say is a father of magicians. For as much as an excellent spirit was upon him, and an excellent spirit of knowledge, an excellent spirit of understanding, excellent spirit of interpreting of the dreams, and excellent spirit of showing of hard sentences. Are you hearing me? Listen to the next one. An excellent spirit of dissolving of doubts.
Wonderful.
Stand to your feet and say, God, give me these gifts. The spirit
to
dissolve
every doubt.
The spirit to overcome magicians in the house of God. In Jesus' name. We are leaders to take your seat. Cry to your house and cry back. Somebody say hallelujah. Let no man come to your house naked and go back naked. Let no man come to your church sick and go back sick. God must lift you with a standard. God must raise Pentecost out of the new school. A spirit of dissolving doubts. A spirit of breaking down doubts of the enemy. A spirit that says, light shall not take over, the darkness will not take over from light. We Pentecostals have the answer. We must get to a town and let them testify again. These men that turn the world upside down. Don't be so hungry to sell your pet rights. Don't be so hungry because you need money by all means. Not every money is good money. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5 to 8 says, thou shalt have good success. There's good success, there's bad success. If you are riding Pajero and I have a Volkswagen and I know Volkswagen from God, I will thank God that I have my Rolls Royce to show you that God is better than you. There are magicians still going on. We are going to put a stop to their ministry of magicians. When I found that state of hope, I told myself, anywhere I go from today, I'm going to add it to my message. We must not join magicians. The Pentecostal man preach prosperity. He must preach prosperity that have concern for the needy. Because to be rich is to reach other people. Any prosperity you have that is for your personal vandalization of people's life is of the devil. If you say you have money, show me the hospital you have built. Show me the orphanage you have built. Show me the school you have established. Show me how many people have scholarship in your hand.
Are signs, wonders, and miracles verifiable? Will they pass very objective scientific tests?
When Dr. Ida Hoser prayed for you, what did you feel?
I felt a warmth going through. I felt hands on my head and warmth going through. And within about 10 seconds, he said, it's done. And I looked at him. I felt dazed. And I thought, if I'm healed,
excuse ma'am,
the one thing that God knows that I can't do is to twist. Twist from side to side, and Dr. Benson said, excuse me, madam, do this, twist from side to side, and I could do it instantly. Mm.
Huh? You could only slide before.
Now plant.
Go. 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 Now. Is this you? You can't believe it?
I was so relieved. I started crying. You say, why are you crying? It was just from relief.
Oh, you know this is you.
5 seconds, it was marvelous.
Can you believe yourself?
Yeah.
Why are you crying? Kora mahapo soyodo. Sila baba hakaha. Losarobo. New spine. New bone. To every area that was destroyed, new body. Resurrection to your body. And we thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, you can come up too.
Yeah, I felt wonderful all day. Well, since last night, since I got home.
Is this your wife now?
Yes. John, yeah. I was a little bit afraid at first last night, you know, I didn't really want to come in the end. I suppose it was the devil making me fight against it, but I decided to come in the end and I was healed. After 25 years, osteoarthritis, and it was, my leg was going numb, a terrible pain in my foot, and my arm was affected as well, and all down this other leg was starting as well. And the doctor said that unless I had an operation, that he couldn't do anything.
I know she's had this pain for about 25 years. We've been married 15 years, and since we've been married, she's never been able to do the things she does now. She's never been able to touch her.
You can watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the Donate Subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America, or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed, shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your world. I love you and God truly bless you.